You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today at 12:30, there is a strike going outside Parliament held by School Strike for Climate New Zealand. I spoke to Ethan Reel, the media representative for School Strike for Climate, about the rally today and what the organisation's 100 Days for Action demands are. There's a rally taking place today outside Parliament as part of School Strike for Climate's 100 Days for Action campaign. Could you explain what this rally and the campaign is all about?
Yeah, definitely. So basically this campaign is us utilising our movement and acknowledging that the Labor League government is in an extremely privileged position. You know, in my 16 years of life, there hasn't been a government that's had this type of majority. So our main message to them is they need to use this to their advantage for the next 3 years and commit to taking climate action. Part of our campaign was collating a list of demands from ourselves and the people of Aotearoa. So our other main message sending to the government today is we're at the footsteps of your workplace, so please listen to us. Please act on the demands that all of us are calling for. Because you're never going to get another opportunity like this. They're in an extremely privileged position and they need to use it wisely.
Fantastic. Now, could you go over these demands? I understand there's six of them, is that correct?
So, we want to prohibit the implementation of and phase out the use of fossil fuels nationwide. Number two is investing in a 100% renewable energy economy nationwide as well. Number three, we've got investing in a just transition. So obviously looking at the retraining and upskilling of workers that are currently in unsustainable industries and supporting them financially and physically, not leaving any Kiwi behind in that transition. Number four, we demand that the government honours its responsibility to our Pacific Island neighbours. And then number five, we've got investing and reducing our agricultural emissions. Obviously with them being the largest emitters we've got in the industry, we definitely want to have a key focus on that and promoting sustainable methods of farming, such as regenerative farming, and looking at cleaner practices. And lucky last, the one that we're pushing for the most, is investing in climate education. So we want the government to be able to provide the basic foundations of science behind climate change, as well as the economic and social impacts that follow along climate change. So this is going to be looking at implementing compulsory standards throughout years 1 to 10, and also being able to offer them in specific subjects throughout the NCEA courses. And our main message is that we want to be able to offer future generations the basic foundations of climate science and being able to give them the opportunity, an equal opportunity, to be part of this movement with us. We know that education is everything, and I know that speaking on behalf of School Strike, ourselves personally being in high school, we don't get that basic climate education. We have to teach ourselves about it. And there are so many misguided rumours out there in society. You never know what you're interpreting. So being able to teach the basic and the truthful facts behind climate change is extremely crucial for us.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ethan. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the rally today?
No, basically just please, if anyone listening to this before the rally, please come by. We'd love to have your support. This movement isn't just distilled down to our organisation. It's an intergenerational movement. We need everyone's support because at the end of the day, that's what's going to get the government to take on action. We need everyone here.
That was Ethan Reel from the School Strike for Climate New Zealand organisation speaking on the rally taking place today between 12:30 and 2 p.m. on the Parliament lawns to demand real, meaningful climate action from our government.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.